cyclone and a tornado is two different things. She said a tornado is big twisting cloud that comes down, and a cyclone is just heavy winds that comes and gusts. She said that's a cyclone, but this is a tornado, and I did forget that.
What did you do when a tornado was?
Brother B hunted the cellar. And everybody in Buffalo hunted one about a week ago.
Is that right?
The most vicious looking cloud we've had in years came over. I just was sure we were in for a bad storm. That alarm went off, and then they had a phone from Gabe's that day. It was tornado headed this way, and when that sign blew, everyone knew that it was right here. So we really, but it didn't storm. It was a vicious looking cloud.
Isn't it comforting to know that we have those services?
Oh, yes, but you know, it'll astonish you how many people resent blowing that siren for that tornado. And I think they'd just be so glad they wouldn't want to leave. There's a lot of people that don't like it.
Well, I guess they've never had to go out.
They've never been in a bad storm. They've just never been in a bad storm.
I have. When I was a boy, our garage blew away while we were looking out the basement window. Just picked it right up.
For the pity's sake.
Have there ever been periods of prolonged winds here?
Oh, yes. We'll have 3 days and nights winds. Or used to, not so much anymore. They'll just blow 3 days and nights. Mm-hmm. But many and many a time I've seen the wind blow now. If it blows longer than 3 days and nights, usually after that we'll get a change in the weather.
Oh.
You can just expect it, because if it blows steady for 3 days and nights, we'll have some kind of moisture. But if it blows all day and goes down at night, it may blow for a week. But if it goes down at night, you can just not blow.
What's the longest that you can recall if the wind has blown?
Oh, yes, I don't know, son. I imagine a week could catch it. However, in the summertime here, the wind used to blow a lot more than it does now. We had a lot more wind before the country was flooded than we have now. But we didn't have the dust thing.
What if these trees help cut that?
I imagine they have. And I know we have more rain as a general thing than we used to, and I think the trees have a lot to do with that. But we used to have lots of wind, especially at night. And we just hardly ever have winds at night anymore, unless it's just going to be a change in the weather or a little moving in.
Do you have any special term for a strong cold wind from the north in the winter with snow wind?
Well, sometimes we call it norther, but hardly ever. You hardly ever hear that expression. If there's snow with it, why, it's a blizzard. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a blizzard coming up. I use the term norther more than the young ones do. I say, well, there's a norther headed this way.
Do you ever go out and find that old white swirly stuff going around in summer or maybe early fall, with mist like in the air?
Hardly ever. Kind of fog, you mean? No, we don't. It's very rare that we have fog. Everybody's always tickled to pieces when we are, because we know we're going to have some moisture. That's the general thing we do. And you don't hardly ever hear anyone kick on rain out here. You just don't hear them complain about rainy weather, because we don't have enough of it. And any time that you hear someone complain that we're having too much rain, you know that they're not an old-timer.
Newcomers.
They're newcomers.
Oh, here's another one about the wind. When you're having maybe a gentle breeze and then it begins to blow stronger, you say the wind is what?
Coming up.